Finally tonight, we're going to hear about the latest effort from director Tim Burton. He's developed a reputation as one of Hollywood's most eccentric storytellers with Edward Scissorhands, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, among other films. So it makes sense that his new movie, Big Fish, should center on a storyteller. Bob Mondello calls Big Fish a fable about fable-making.
Edward Bloom, played by Albert Finney, is an irrepressible teller of tall tales, even on his deathbed. He tells so many, in fact, that his journalist son now wants to know where the tales leave off and the truth takes over.
You know about icebergs, Dad?
Do I? I saw an iceberg once. They were hauling it down to Texas for drinking water. They didn't count on there being an elephant frozen inside. The woolly kind, a mammoth.
Dad.
What?
The thing about icebergs is you only see 10%. The other 90% is below the water where you can't see it. That's what it is with you, Dad. I have no idea who you are because you've never told me a single fact.
I told you 1,000 facts. Well, it's what I do. I tell stories.
You tell lies, Dad. You tell amusing lies.
Ah, but they are amusing, about giants and Siamese twins, crooks turned poets and one-eyed witches, and that fabulous day when Edward left a town called Spectre and went to a circus where he saw his future wife for the first time.
I just left Spectre and was on my way to discover my destiny. Not knowing what that would be exactly, I explored every opportunity that presented itself. They say when you meet the love of your life, time stops. And that's true.
And film can make it come true. Circus animals halted in mid-stride, trapeze artists suspended at odd angles, clowns frozen in the act of throwing bags of popcorn that seem to have exploded in mid-air. Young Edward, played by Ewan McGregor, looking just like Albert Finney did in his Tom Jones days, walks through it all transfixed by the sight of the girl he is already determined to marry, lightly brushing popcorn kernels from the air between them and smiling the way lovers do in movies.
What they don't tell you is that once time starts again, it moves extra fast to catch up.
Film can do that, too. In fact, in a Tim Burton film, there's very little it can't do. The production design is gorgeous here, as if the director were making a case not for a neglectful father's tall tale telling, but for Hollywood's, the place that sells dreams and claims they matter. Unlike many of Burton's films, Big Fish is entirely uncynical about this notion, which may disappoint his fans, and it's not hard to quibble about the film's fairy tale view of the civil rights era South, or to choke on its sometimes strenuous whimsy. But you may also find yourself choking up as the basic father-son story gets to you. I resisted for a while, almost half the film, in fact, but in the end I fell for Big Fish, hook, line, and sinker. I'm Bob Mondello.
From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.